Since U.S. forces invaded Baghdad 18 days ago, crime and shooting incidents have skyrocketed. Tomorrow, the city's new police force begins work with new uniforms and under new leadership. NPR's Guy Raz reports that the new policemen say they'll bring law and order back to the city.
Take a look at Police Station 151 in Baghdad's Salam district, and it's not hard to detect the absence of law and order in this city. First off, there are no policemen here, and second, there's barely much of a police station left. Everything from the light fixtures to the air conditioners to the black steel gates that once covered the windows are gone. Stripped and looted during a three-day frenzy of lawlessness once the city fell to the Americans. Not one police station in Baghdad is intact any longer. And it makes Zuhar Abdulrazak's job as the city's new police chief much, much more difficult.
Most of our police cars were stolen. Our stations were destroyed. We don't have any central place to work. What can I say? The only thing I can do is take it step by step, slowly, slowly. Today we organized some patrol units, about five. Maybe tomorrow we'll have 10, but it's going to take time.
Chief Razak was chosen to lead the new force after several of his colleagues, all police officers, recommended him for the job. Razak was a cop for 33 years and later took a position in the Interior Ministry. He's a slight man, about 5'5", with light gray hair and a closely groomed mustache. He's now been given authority by a U.S. military liaison to set up camp at the old Central Police Headquarters. Chief Razak is already starting to reassemble the city's force. Recovered police cars and equipment are now being collected here at the old Central Police Office. The building, like many others in the city, was looted. The interior's in bad shape, but for now it's a start, Razak says. Within 1 month, he hopes to command 6,000 uniformed Iraqi police officers from this building. But even here, with a few former officers hanging around, waiting to get back to work, there are problems.
They are attempting to steal some of the police cars which are located in this area.
That is what you're doing currently?
Yes.
Okay.
On a recent afternoon, the policemen here had to call in U.S. soldiers to help them stop a group of looters stealing police cars and office supplies from the police station. Two armored vehicles and about a dozen soldiers arrived on the scene soon after. Even as the police officers conferred to figure out how to reorganize their city, gunfire could be heard in the distance. Chief Razak says the people of Baghdad won't react well to seeing American soldiers in armored vehicles dealing with simple crimes. It's for this reason he's put out the word to his men to come back to work. Hadi Mohammed, who's been on the force for 14 years, still wears his drab green police uniform, the one issued in the past. This week, Mohammed, along with the other officers who've returned to work, will get new navy blue and white outfits and weapons if theirs have been confiscated. Mohammed and the rest of the officers aren't being paid for now, but he says it's his duty, nevertheless, to see his city come back to life. Chief Razak smiles. He says the men who once patrolled the streets here will return. Their hands are clean, he insists. They weren't involved in the machinery of the state.
I have to be optimistic about the situation. We will do a good job. You'll see. We'll put criminals back in jail and we'll get the city back to a state of law and order.
But, Chief Razak adds, unlike the old days, those convicted might even be allowed to appeal their sentences. Guy Raz, NPR News, Baghdad.